Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Brant Olson, who's the campaign director at Forecast the Facts, a grassroots community organization devoted to ensuring Americans receive accurate information about climate change. He joins us from a demonstration at Google's annual shareholders meeting, where he and other groups are calling on Google to disclose how much it is spending on lobbying, to leave the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and ALEC, and to treat workers and communities with respect. Welcome to Background Briefing, Brant Olson.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
And first of all, why are we demonstrating, and you and other groups demonstrating in front of Google's shareholders' annual meeting when the company's motto is "Don't be evil"? What is evil about Google?
Well, Google has really taken a turn for the worse. Despite what they say, which is that they are a big supporter of things like clean energy and solar power in particular, they have been affiliating themselves with the American Legislative Exchange Council and the Chamber of Commerce, which are two of the nation's largest opponents to renewable energy and to solar in particular. So we're going to be there with Steve Wilt, who is an owner of a solar company in Oklahoma, who actually has been, impacted pretty badly because of a policy that ALEC was backing that essentially imposes a tax on his customers. So confronting Google's executive leadership in person, letting them know that their choices to affiliate with ALEC are really having some consequences in terms of people's business and our ability to support clean energy.
And along with you and your organization, I understand Walden Asset Management are going to be putting forth a resolution in the actual shareholders' meeting asking for Google to reveal a lot of its activities in terms of federal and state lobbying and what tax-exempt associations, I imagine that's those 501c4s that Google is a member of and how much it spends. What's your sense of how that's going to be received?
Well, frankly, it's probably not going to be received by Google very well. I mean, over half of the shares in the company are owned by the founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, as well as other top executives at the company, and they have already made very clear that they're not interested in this kind of disclosure. But it's really not about that. I mean, this is really about continuing to apply the kind of pressure on Google that we feel is going to be needed to have the company come back, to the side of good and really put their money where their mouth is in terms of support for clean energy.
But in terms of them as a corporation, what are they doing about clean energy? What's their how green are these? Is Google?
Well, it's really our assessment is that it's a bit of a left hand right hand issue. On the right hand, on the left hand. You have Google as one of the largest underwriters of rooftop solar in the country. They have poured more than $300 million into funds that are providing solar leases to homeowners, many of them in California, but also across the country. But on the right hand, you have their government advocacy efforts, which include this membership in the American Legislative Exchange Council. Which is really single-handedly and, well, together with their partners at the Chamber of Commerce, working to undermine rooftop solar in states across the country. There's provisions in more than 10 states that are now pending to impose taxes on people who choose to put solar panels on their roof and sell electricity back to the grid. That is a provision that is really going to damage the national market for solar. And so we're sort of staging an intervention here, telling Google that they need to pay attention to what they're doing across the organization and pull their support from ALEC because it's really impinging on the good work that they're doing on the other side to promote rooftop solar.
Again, I'm speaking with Brant Olson, who's the campaign director at Forecast the Facts, a grassroots community organization devoted to ensuring Americans receive accurate information about climate change. He joins us from a demonstration at Google's annual shareholders meeting, where he and other groups are calling on Google to disclose how much it spends on lobbying to leave the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and to treat workers and communities with respect. Now, on the last point there, Is there evidence that Google don't treat workers and communities with respect?
Well, you know, we are aligned with a number of groups that are out at the Google shareholder meeting, including Common Cause, Public Citizen, and others who are wanting Google to come clean about, you know, all of the places that it's pushing its money around, to make sure that it's accountable for those types of actions. And that includes, you know, money to places like San Francisco, where, you know, there's been a lot of criticism of Google for taking over public infrastructure by using bus stops for its commuter buses and things of that nature. So, you know, we feel that all of these issues are important for Google to disclose in terms of their financial interests, and that's why we've really been linked together in this call for more transparency from Google.
Well, as you know, I'm sure, Brad Olson, net neutrality is a huge issue, and Google is an important player in the net neutrality debate. What's your understanding about what Google is doing in terms of doing an end run around if net neutrality is destroyed? The alternative will be municipal broadband. And my understanding is that Google is actually laying down broadband in some cities around the country. What's your understanding about this company that whose motto is "Don't be evil"? What are their intentions in that regard? Are they on the side of the angels?
Well, that's not an issue, unfortunately, that I can speak with a lot of authority on. I mean, all that I would say is that whatever the issue is, I think it's important across the corporate world, but at Google in particular, given its size and influence, that there's transparency around where its money is going and where it's looking to curry favor with decision makers that should be held accountable to the electorate as opposed to corporate money. And so Google is a very large corporate donor to political campaigns, to lobbying activity. The extent to which we can get a peek inside where all of that money is going, the better, whether it's net neutrality, rooftop solar, or use of public infrastructure here in the Bay Area.
But isn't it possible, though, to be a green company and to also be an evil company? I mean, the president just recently showed up at Walmart, of all places, and we know how Walmart doesn't pay its workers sufficiently so that they and doesn't give them health care coverage and a living wage, and essentially dumps them on the public dime. And at the same time, the president regaled them with his presence about how they're going green around the world, and they're the biggest employer in the United States, the biggest private employer in the United States, and also News Corporation, headed by Rupert Murdoch, that runs Fox News and has a very toxic effect on our politics in this country. His company has also gone green.
Right, and you have Fox News on the one hand, you know, featuring people who are questioning the basic science of climate change during prime time, and on the other hand, you have the Fox networks hosting Cosmos, which is actually unpacking and debunking those types of conspiracy theories. So, yeah, I mean, corporations and Google in particular, I mean, Google is one of the largest companies in the world. So certainly there are positive aspects of their business. Again, one of the largest underwriter of rooftop solar in the country, probably in the world. That's absolutely something that we back and need to see more of in order to, you know, turn the corner on solutions for climate change. But on the other hand, it's pushing money into a lot of dark places that it's not really being held accountable for. And so our message is that more transparency, you know, will breed better behavior. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, as they say. So I think the important thing is that we understand where Google is putting money and making sure that what it says and what it does are lining up.
And what is your understanding of Google's relationship with the Obama White House? Eric Schmidt has had various positions there, I think, or at least he certainly spent a lot of time at the White House.
Yeah, well, there's long history there. Google historically has been a major financier of the Democratic Party and of President Obama in particular. In the last several years, we've seen an intentional shift, I think, by Google to curry more favor with GOP politicians. And you know, that's a strategic play. They think that playing both sides of the field in Washington is going to allow them to have more influence in the long run. Our message to Google is that, you know, at the end of the day, it needs to be accountable to its customers, to its investors, and to what it says that it is interested in, which is promoting, a stronger policy on renewable energy. But I think that, you know, the assumption that we would question is whether you can be a strong advocate for renewable energy at the same time as providing funds to avowed enemies of renewable energy, even if you may be aligned with them on other issues.
So why do you think that they joined ALEC? And when did they join ALEC?
They joined ALEC within the last year. And as to why, you know, Google has still not been on the record as to why they are members of ALEC. Some have speculated that Google is aligned with ALEC for the same reason that other tech companies have aligned with them, which has to do with user liability issues, essentially raising the bar on what it would take to sue a company like Google for libelous posts, say, that wind up on their social network. But that's all speculation, because Google hasn't really chosen to go on the record as to why they're affiliated with ALEC, so we don't know, really. I think that what we're saying, what Steve, the business owner that I mentioned from Oklahoma, who is facing a very uncertain future as a result of a policy that was backed by ALEC on rooftop solar, our message is that Google shouldn't be aligning itself with these types of interests, even if it, you know, may have even if it may be aligned on something, you know, tangential.
So could Google's membership in ALEC be a part of its sort of hedging its bets, having, invested in the Democrats and in the White House? They want to spread their money around Washington a little more?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And, I mean, what I haven't talked about, but which is, you know, certainly at play here, is the fact that, you know, this is a strategy that only makes sense post Citizens United. We have unlimited corporate contributions that are now flowing into our political system. And only in that type of environment does it make sense to play both sides of the field and think, well, we are just going to flood the zone with as much money as we possibly can so that at the end of the day, it's our interests that are going to be at the front of the line. That's a real sorry state of affairs, and one that, you know, absolutely needs to be addressed. So we are supportive of a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United, as well as the more recent McCutcheon decision, which allows for unlimited contributions to 501c4. That allows unlimited contributions to members of Congress, even those that are disclosed. So less corporate money in our political system, we think, is a good thing. In the meantime, we're going to be pushing Google to disclose where that money's going.
And in terms of the broader political environment up there in Silicon Valley, my understanding is that while you do have companies like Google that have given money to the Democrats, you also have a strong streak of libertarianism up there, don't you?
You do. And, I think that may be what's behind some of this corporate giving as well, you know, to say that essentially the market will solve all problems and we're going to be lobbying hard to reduce regulations as much as we can. But I don't know. I don't know that I would want to ascribe that philosophy to what Google has been doing. They have been very intentional about where they're putting their money, and I think it has mostly to do with, as you might imagine, protecting their core business. But at the same time, they have been a very vocal supporter of clean energy. They've been putting a lot of money into it, even if it's relatively little for Google. I mean, $300 million for Google is something of a drop in the bucket compared to their overall market capitalization. But it makes Google a major player in the market overall. So, you know, to the extent that libertarian ideology is sort of steering some of these decisions, we would say really the important issue here is that that we get some disclosure. I mean, if we shouldn't be relying on Google just to say trust us in terms of where it's putting its money and where it's putting its influence in Washington.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Brant Olson.
Thank you. Good being with you.
Again, I've been speaking with Brant Olson, who's a campaign director at Forecast the Facts, a grassroots community organization devoted to ensuring Americans receive accurate information about climate change. He joins us from a demonstration at Google's annual shareholders meeting, where he and other groups are calling on Google to disclose how much it spends on lobbying, to leave the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and to treat workers and communities with respect. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program's available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.